Peekaboo, I See You. Emma Frost, Book 5. Written by Willow Rose. Narrated by Kendra Lee Oberhauser for Hot Ghost Productions. Peekaboo, I see you, boo-boo. Peekaboo, do you see me, boo-boo? Peekaboo, I see you, boo-boo. It's fun playing peekaboo with you. It's fun playing peekaboo with you. Children's song written by Denisa Sinofsky. Prologue. February 2014. They called her Susie Sunshine, mostly because she was always so entertaining and joyful. On the good days, that was. That was when everybody loved her and enjoyed being around her. Susie opened her eyes and stared at the white ceiling, wondering if this was one of those days, or if it was one of the others. One of the black ones where she had no energy for anything. On those days, all she wanted was to be left alone. She especially didn't want to see her mother, who always stopped by around noon to make sure Susie was out of bed and that she had taken her medicine. But Susie had cheated the last couple of days. She did that sometimes, stopped taking her medicine. Just for a couple of days, usually. Just to lose a couple of pounds. The medicine made her eat more and made her gain weight. A lot of weight. Susie was tired of being fat. So, that was why she sometimes cheated on her meds. But this time, it was different. This time, it hadn't happened on purpose. This time, she actually hadn't been able to find her medicine for at least a week now. She simply couldn't remember where she had put the bottle. She didn't want to admit it to her mother, who would go berserk if she knew. She would blame her for cheating on her medicine and immediately admit her to the hospital again. Susie really didn't want that, so she kept it to herself and just hoped and prayed that this would be one of the good days. One of those where she had tons of energy and hardly needed any sleep at all. Those days her doctor referred to as the manic days. Those were the best. And Susie had missed them. When she had her manic days, anything was possible. She even liked herself, and she was funny and told jokes that made people like her. But then, when the depressive days arrived, which they always did at some point, no one understood where the funny girl had gone. They all wanted their clown back. Susie lifted her head and looked out the window, pulling the curtains aside. The sun was shining.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?